You're back with Jeremy and Joe, and I honestly have no idea what's happening next. Could it be the next great food debate? Jeremy being a giant buzzkill? Joe trying to do math? Carry the one, Joe. Carry the one. Or maybe they'll recklessly label people as casuals. Let's find out. It's time for the Wheel of Bits.
Oh my goodness, would you look at this? What an enormous bit.
There's a new Correa commercial.
There is.
I can't wait to watch it. 713-780-ESPN. People are like, what are they talking about? Calvin Harris texting into the program. I used to fall asleep in the office all the time with a PlayStation controller on my belly. I'm not sure what it pertains to anything we're talking about, but it's funny. Will a bit catching a stray. Who's catching a stray now? Let's start in the college ranks. The SEC, this one's a bit aged, but whatever. The SEC's catching a stray from Kurt Cignetti. He was asked about this in media day, I believe it was. Indiana's Kurt Cignetti, national champion winner. I win, Google me. Quote, we don't run a hype machine up here in the Midwest. We believe everything is earned, not given. When we fall short, we say we fall short. When we don't win, we don't cry a river. We don't whine and complain. That's why we're the best.
I love it.
Shot at the SEC.
I wish his schedule didn't look like an SEC schedule at the start of the year, but I love it.
What do you mean?
It's soft.
Who do they play at a conference?
I think their first game is versus North Texas.
Don't sleep in the Mean Green. Although they did lose their head coach.
And their quarterback.
Yeah, he went with them to Oklahoma State. Yeah,
so that's tough.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty bad start. Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
This quote kind of loses. I mean, they won the national championship, but it loses a little bit of luster when you look at their first three games, and it goes North Texas, Howard, Western Kentucky. The Hilltoppers, I hear, have a great team this year.
And then you cancel Notre Dame.
Like, oh, I didn't know they did that.
Yeah.
How long ago?
Like last week.
But that's in the future.
Yeah,
that wasn't on.
No, they canceled for 28 and 29.
I thought you meant for this year's schedule.
No, they canceled for 28 and 29.
That'd be a fun matchup.
Yeah. I mean, USC's back now, but which is great. But
why'd they cancel Notre Dame? What was their reasoning?
I don't know. Like no one gives like a real reason. I don't think
they're probably ducking.
It's what Sark said. Like Cignetti has said he's
gonna play. He's doing what Sark said people would do.
Yeah, they're making cakewalk schedules until this college football playoff thing gets figured out.
That's weak.
But like North Texas, Howard, Western Kentucky.
How are you gonna have a quote like this and then take Notre Dame off the schedule?
Great question.
That quote just lost a little luster for me.
It's a good shot at the SEC, but like yeah, the SEC whines and complains a lot more, and there is the rah-rah SEC chant, which is still the weirdest thing in sports, but
yeah, it's weird stuff.
Jeremy just texted Brian. We're on the air.
That guy dropped the fly ball. It's going to be the difference of the game, difference in the series. All right, so the next catching a stray. This one, I'm sorry, Joe. Sorry in advance. DJ Moore, best receiver the Bears had last year. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see what he has in store this year with Josh Allen. I think he's going to do numbers.
I tend to agree.
I think he's going to do numbers in Buffalo. Now that he has a real quarterback, I think he's going to do numbers. Here was DJ. He was talking about, I think he has a book coming out, like of all the quarterbacks he's played with.
What?
Or maybe they were saying you should write a book with all the quarterbacks you played with. It was kind of weird. But Kyle Brandt was doing the interview, and he was basically like, hit me with like one-liners of what you would say about. Maybe they said if you wrote a book. Hit me with these one-liners about the quarterbacks that you played with.
Okay.
And they're like, you know, Allen, he's like, he's the truth. You know, Sam Darnold, he's like, you know, Super Bowl caliber, blah, 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 blah. And then here's his one on Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams. He's getting there.
Ooh. Oh, that's a shot. That is a shot to one Caleb Williams. He's like, I have a real quarterback now.
Yeah, it's not great.
He's getting there. I can't imagine Caleb, like to defend Caleb here though, like obviously I'm trolling you. I can't imagine Caleb is very likable.
He seems well liked.
Here's my caveat though. I don't need a quarterback who's well liked.
No.
I don't care if they like him or not. I care if he wins games, if he gets the most out of his players.
Honestly, DJ Moore is a great example of that. He literally almost started crying. There was tears in his eyes talking about Justin Fields and how much he loved Justin Fields
really? Before
they drafted Caleb Williams.
Maybe that's why he didn't like Caleb, is that Caleb's like demanding excellence out of him, where he's just a turd towards him. Almost said something else. But I don't need my quarterbacks to be friendly. Like Tom Brady wasn't friendly to all the dudes.
Quarterback needs to be respected.
Tom Brady's walking down to the receivers and yelling at his guy for running the wrong route. You started that route a yard too soon. I want leaders at that position. I don't want friends.
No, you want respect.
So this doesn't really move the needle.
No,
for me.
You're strolling.
Absolute stray. It sounds like they don't get along though.
Probably not. Honestly, like there's probably a lot of guys that don't.
With Caleb,
there's still guys on his team who probably think he's a little weird.
I think he's a little weird.
Yeah, he's a little weird. He's a little out there.
I think he's good, though.
Yeah.
I think he's a good football player.
See the other one I put in there?
No.
Oh, the link on there? The next to it?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, okay. Plaxico Burress was asked about playing for the Jets. He said, quote, "When I walked into prison on my first day, I was like, damn, you a bleeping loser. And I had the same damn feeling every day I walked through the door when I played with the Jets."
Ooh. I'm going to...
I guess it's not really a stray. That's a direct shot. But
I wonder what Jake Asmund thinks about this.
I'm sure he tweeted about it. He probably thinks Plaxico's right.
Jake's hair's been looking phenomenal lately. Have you seen it?
It's growing.
Yeah.
It's thicker.
It's very red.
It's very red.
Yeah, it looks thick. What a, that's a look at that. Look at Jake's hair. He kind of looks like one of the LaFleurs. He's starting to look like the third LaFleur, like the ginger LaFleur. He is. He's got the little, metrosexual beard going.
Did he go to Turkey?
What?
Did he go to Turkey?
I have no idea. What do they do? Oh, the Turkey hair plant? Yeah. No, he did the one here.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, he did the one here.
I forgot
that. It worked better for some than others.
That's true.
Yeah, it looks good. Jake looks like the ginger LaFleur. I mean that as a compliment, though.
I know you do.
You're going to hear that and be like, dang, he's roasting Jake. No, I mean that as a compliment.
They're going to think, well, this is catching a stray, and Jake just caught one.
He's, starting to mature. Like, he's looking like LaFleur. Have you seen the old pictures of LaFleur whenever he was with the Texans?
I don't think so.
He's like a giant nerd. Like a giant nerd, like super skinny. Like, I think he had glasses even. Not that there's anything wrong with that, Joe. Glasses are great.
I have glasses, sir.
Yeah, and then LaFleur, he matured, you know? He turned into, a handsome fella. Like, he's kind of GQ now instead of nerdy. Jake Asmund, I think, is going from his nerdy era to his GQ era.
Okay.
I think it looks good. I think he wears it well.
I see the photo now.
Of LaFleur?
Yeah.
LaFleur.
Yeah. It's the facial hair.
I think so.
And the buzz cut.
Do you ever see the old pictures of Rafael Stone?
No.
I think I saw it on the internet. Rafael Stone, whenever he was very young and first to the Rockets, looks like a completely different person. Like, he doesn't have a beard. I think he's wearing glasses. Like, he's not dressing hip. Like, now he dresses hip. Like, it's unbelievable.
No, I've never seen those.
Let me see if I can find it real quick. You talk about something.
Sports.
I can't find them. Somebody send me Rafael Stone. Whatever. Junkies.
Yeah, glow up a little bit.
Putting you on the task. Yeah, it's a glow up. That's what's happening.
Glow up.
Yeah, he had the glow up.
Yeah, everyone glows up. For the most part.
Some glow. I never glow up.
Some people glow down.
Some people do glow down. Yeah. All right, 713. Somebody send me the picture of that, though. 713-780-ESPN. HRMP listener line. 713-780-3776.
I would be so sad if someone said that about the team that I root for, what Plaxico said. It's probably true, but it's just like, damn.
Well, how bad were they whenever he was there?
That was wasn't that around Sanchez or was that after?
Oh, he only played there 1 year. He was suspended for 2 years because he shot himself in the leg.
Yep.
And then whenever he came back, he played for the Jets. He was only there 1 year and they were 8-8.
They're a miserable franchise.
They had Rex Ryan, though. I can't imagine he's a good time.
No. Yeah, he did play with Mark Sanchez.
Sanchez was his quarterback? Yeah. Sanchez is your quarterback. Rex Ryan's your coach, and Mike Tannenbaum, that loser, is your general manager. Like, that can't be a good time, even if you're winning 8 games.
You got a $3 million contract coming out of prison. Like, come on. Can't be that bad.
Did you hear the story? I think he was on a podcast, and he was talking about the night that he shot himself in the leg.
Wasn't it just that, he was not allowed to have it? He was trying to hide it, or no?
So, no, that wasn't it at all. So, he was, that's why he got in trouble.
Yeah.
That's why he got arrested. But they were saying that he was just going to a club. And, he pulled up to the club, and, one of the guys that worked there, I guess, his plug. Uh-oh. Ooh. I guess his plug, let's get away from, the main floor. Mm-hmm. Let's go to, one of the tables. Here we're going to go up the stairs or get to, a private area. and you're going to be like out of the public view. Like, so they were hooking him up, and they said that he had the gun like inside of his waistband, I guess, and that whenever he was going up the stairs, he accidentally hit it, and it shot him, and it was dark. He said. So he was just simply going up the stairs. Like, that's what set it off. He was going up the stairs. He accidentally pulled the trigger, shot himself in the leg. And, like, he said he couldn't see anything, so he was, like, scared that he shot somebody.
Oh.
And, like, before he even realized that he shot himself, he was, like, scared that he shot somebody.
So, like, the adrenaline was flowing. He didn't feel anything.
And then I think when he got, like, when he was, everybody's like, okay, we're good. I think he, like, got up there and realized, oh, I'm wet.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's how it happened.
What a weird story.
I know.
And he went to jail for, what, 2 years, you said?
I don't know if he went to jail for 2 years, but he was suspended from the NFL for 2 years. He wasn't in jail for 2 years.
I think it was like 6 months. Six months, maybe.
Maybe like a halfway house, something like that. No, he was suspended for 2 years for that, which is kind of crazy for that.
Especially, like, it's how much in the NFL's changed. The suspensions used to be way harsher.
Yeah.
Like Puka Nacua and Josh Jacobs, we talked about them earlier. That Plaxico Burress era, they're suspended for most of the season. Like, it's totally, like, they give guys way more of a pass now than they used to. It's totally changed.
Yep. Astros just won a baseball game. Should have taken Brian's under. We hit the Astros under 4.5. Getaway Astros getting it done. Astros won 2-1. They somehow won this baseball game. But we'll react to this. We'll react to the series when we come back. 713-780-ESPN. Yay, Astros. They're back, baby.
Yay.
Hashtag chase the fight. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5. You should be chasing your tail out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. It is a great time out there at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. They're always taking care of you. Food trucks, live music. They have the water park there now, Blue Bayou Bend. It's got the lazy river so you can relax all day. And they're always doing things, like coming up later this month, the Neon Night Float. Doesn't that sound like a good old time? Live music, food trucks, mention that. But the 92 acres of property for you to explore, that's awesome. They have the Two Creeks right there alongside their property. It's in the name, Two Creeks Crossing Resort. The Two Creeks Cross, there's a resort right there on the Two Creeks. But you can go out and fish on the creeks, great fishing, some of the best fishing in Texas. But also you can kayak on the creeks. If that's for you, rent a kayak, go out there, do some kayaking. They have pickleball courts for you out there as well. We mentioned the water park, the lazy river, and they have all the stays. Maybe you already have an RV. They have RV hookup spots, great way for you to spend a couple of days. You can rent the treehouse. The treehouse is very, very cool. You walk up the steps, the house is perched in the tree. The wind blows, you can feel the treehouse move a little bit. It's kind of fun. Waterfront cabins right there on the creek and glamping too, which everybody loves to do these days. Open green spaces, wildlife, beautiful majestic trees, some of the best fishing in Texas, and it's all just 90 minutes from Houston. You don't have to take the entire day to get to your destination. You don't have to, you know, drive for hours upon hours. You don't have to go to the airport. Hour and a half and you're there at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. You can escape the city without going too far. Get away from stress, anxiety. You're going out to Mother Nature the way that it was intended to be enjoyed. You're going to love it. Everyone's going to love it. So book your stay now. TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com. That's TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com.
Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Plain White Tee.
Great.
This is, excuse me, my feels. 713-780-ESPN. I'm always blown away with how good AJ is on White Boy Wednesday.
So much better than Brian.
How bad Brian is at it. We did hit our under 4.5 on the Stros, so we won a unit there. Astros win a ball game. We need a comeback in San Diego. Brewers lead 2-1. We're on San Diego. And then we're on the Arizona minus 1.5. They trail 6-4. That doesn't look good. We'll keep you up to date.
Just got
to
get that thing in the extras. We'll be okay.
Yeah, true. Junkie says over under 5. How many swirlies did Branham get when he was in high school?
Under.
I'll let y'all answer.
I'll go under.
Okay. All right. Junkies can play along at home. Junkie W, 2 of 3 against the Giants. Yes, you're right about that. Speaking of Mark Sanchez, what's the latest with him? I haven't heard. I hope they've televised that.
I think that got pushed back to next year.
Oh, that's right. You said that. You two talk bad about Caleb Williams, but he's better than C.J. Stroud. I don't think anybody's ever denied that.
I don't think I talk bad about Caleb Williams at all.
Do you know? Are you familiar with Joe's game?
Like,
Joe's the biggest Caleb apologist that exists.
I'm not an apologist. I'm a truth teller.
I think...
I said he's one of the top four clutch players in all sports.
No, that's right, you did. Yeah, a bit homer.
Yeah, a little bit, but that's okay.
Bit homer. Whenever I ranked my quarterbacks earlier this year, I had C.J. Stroud 16th.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I had Caleb Williams higher than that. I don't remember how high I went with Caleb Williams, though. I think I had him in my top 10, but I can't remember. Oh, here we go.
I think I
had I had Caleb Williams 8.
Yeah.
I had Caleb Williams 8. I had C.J. Stroud 16. So, Junkie, you don't know what it is that you talk about. You want to throw him out?
See ya. Eject him, AJ.
He's not listening with the correct orifices.
You are out of here.
I was trolling Joe when I talked about him. I think Caleb's the 8th best quarterback going into the NFL season. And I think C.J. Stroud's 16th. So we agree with you.
Yeah.
You haven't been listening, Junkie. You haven't been listening. All right, so the Astros win a baseball game today. They take 2 of 3 from the Giants, Joe. They took 2 of 3 from the Giants. This is like...
I can't believe they took 2 out of 3.
This is the weirdest series victory in a long time.
Because it doesn't feel good, right?
No.
They didn't play well.
No. The offense did not. It feels like they should have lost today. It feels like they should have lost on Monday. This is the closest series victory to what could have easily been a series sweep going against you that I can remember in a while.
Like, very ironically, the one game I feel most confident they should have won is the game they lost. Because they should have put up a big first and second yesterday. And had a good day. But today, they survived. They went 2-1. You get 3 innings out of Imai. You had to use 2 pitchers in the first inning. Weird game.
Yeah, do you think they were doing the right thing with Imai today? Because the Astros used an opener today. Imai came on as the bulk guy, but he actually didn't even give you bulk. Because all of his innings were long. He had to throw a lot of pitches. He was very fortunate to get out of those innings. Without any runs given up, because he did go 3 shutout innings, 3 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. How do you feel about the usage of Tatsuya Imai today?
I guess they don't really have an option because they clearly don't want to use him. It's been 2 weeks. Like, he hasn't pitched in 13 days or whatever. Like, it's right around there. So they don't want to use him. If they could send him down, they would, I think, at this point. But they literally
cannot. It's not 13 days. Pitched on July 27th.
So it's more than 13 days.
Oh, no, my bad. He pitched on the 3rd.
It was the 3rd, so 9 days?
Pitched on the 3rd.
Okay. Still, like, they don't want to use him.
Yeah.
Except for, like, in these situations.
So, I wonder what they're doing with Blanco. They haven't announced the starters, I'm sure, for the Seattle series. It begins on Friday. They'll have a day off tomorrow, which, I mean, great. You took 2 of 3, you fly. I mean, it's good that they won, obviously.
For sure.
It just doesn't feel like a series win. They won the series, doesn't feel like a series win. Hopefully, the Angels beat the Rangers today, and then you're a game and a half up on the Rangers. I think that using an opener was fine for Imai, but I think it's specific to who you're playing. Like, I don't know if it's always the best situation. Plus, it didn't really work. I mean, you had to use 2 pitchers to get out of the first.
Mm-hmm.
What I liked about using the opener today was that San Francisco is pretty top-heavy with lefties. Like, they have a lot of lefties. I think 3 of their first 4 hitters are lefties, and their best hitters are lefties. So you don't want to just, here you go, Imai, go start the game with their top of the order, which, by the way, 3 of the 4 guys in the top of the order are left-handed batters, and they're playing the splits there. So I get the theory of using an opener for him against opponents who are left-handed heavy at the top.
Yeah.
I don't know if you really need to do it against opponents who are right-handed heavy.
Just let them start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like... Are they doing this because the math told them to do this? Or are they doing this because, like, hey, we're just going to try something new?
It kind of feels like they're just throwing darts.
It makes sense with San Francisco.
Yeah.
But if the next time that Imai is the bulk guy or the follower and they're facing a team that's right-handed heavy at the top and they still use it, I don't really know why you would do that.
I don't think they will. I think they'll just put him back in the spot in the rotation. At that point,
if he's a follower
mm-hmm.
against a team that's right-handed dominant at the top, then they're definitely throwing darts at the board.
Yeah, and look, we honestly it's happening while we're on, but like he clearly has some nasty stuff today. The pitch count just got a little high. I think he
threw one slider that was disgusting. I mean, obviously, I didn't watch the game because we're here, but every now and then I would look at the screen, And he threw one slider that was disgusting.
It kind of, like, I wonder if they're just trying to
arm side run
limit the exposure of whatever it is. You know, like maybe 55 pitches was what the plan was for today. And that's the plan going forward. Is he's kind of an opener. You're not going to ask him to go, you know, especially that third time if he does start again through the rotation, which is fine. A lot of teams are doing that now where guys are rolling, but it's just they're so bad the third time through. And I know Imai's numbers don't necessarily reflect that either. I don't know what to expect for him the rest of the year because of what the Astros' plan is going to be. He could just be a starter. He could be a bulk guy. He could be a guy who pitches every 9 days. It feels like it's a total wild card
that's,
right now.
It's tough to have a guy when you can only carry 13 that only pitches one every 9th or 10th day.
Yeah, now, come September 1st or whatever the call-up day is this year, maybe it's a little bit different. You have some other options of, you can bring up a Pecco or someone like that to add to this team or just, your Lolos of the world. But at this point, like, they are limiting what they have in the bullpen because there's not a clear, concise plan of what his spot on the roster is.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see how they handle Blanco now. Because, look, Imai could have just taken Blanco's spot in the rotation.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And then Blanco can turn into a long reliever.
Yeah.
Is that the right thing to do? Don't know. Is Javier still in the rotation the right thing to do? Don't know. So that's what I'm curious about. And I did read before the game that Joe Espada said it. Somebody reported that Joe Espada said that both Tatsuya Imai and Ronel Blanco were available out of the bullpen today. We all knew that Imai was going to be the bulk guy today. So maybe this is just Imai taking Ronel Blanco's spot in the rotation. And if they do an opener, well, it doesn't really matter. It's Imai's bulk day. He's eating a bulk of the innings. And Ronel Blanco turns into your long guy. I guess he'd just be a straight-up long guy.
I think, and some of it might just be hot hand. You know, if Javier goes out there and has a good performance, then, okay, he's getting another shot at it. Imai, not bad today. He gets another shot at it.
Yeah.
Blanco, same thing. If one of these guys struggle, you might not see one of them for a while. And it might just be a mix and match of, getting you to the playoffs at this point where you can shorten your rotation and feel good about, your 1-2-3 right now, which you should with Hunter Brown, Lambert, and Wisniewski. And the other spot, if you need it, is just a wild card. I mean, how many of these guys are even on the playoff roster at this point? Maybe one of them?
Depends on the series.
Yeah.
Depends on the series. I mean, if it was a wild card series, you don't have to keep as many, obviously. Divisional round, slightly more. League championship round. That's funny. You would probably keep all of them.
You never know. They're right in it. Like, even as poorly as they played in this series that they won, when August 31st to September 3rd, they can change their entire season. They have a 4-game series with the White Sox.
Oh, wow.
Like, they can be the 2 seed on September 4th.
Is that in Houston or is it in that lousy city known as Chicago?
It's here.
Oh, okay.
Because they already went there. So, like, that 4-game series can flip the season where you could position yourself as a 2 seed if the White Sox don't, because they're not playing consistent baseball either. They're kind of going the up and down route of the Astros. And the Astros schedule's favorable. These next 3 series, 3 division series
in a
row.
That's the slide I was talking about. Look at that.
It's gross. He didn't know where it was going.
But. No, he has no idea where it's going. His slider a lot of times looks like a hard changeup with his arm side run. And then sometimes it just backs up on him. He leaves it over the middle of the plate.
I wonder what his
pitch mix was today. I wonder if that influences them using him as a follower for like 3-4 innings as opposed to a starter.
Because of the pitch mix?
Yeah, because he doesn't love his third pitch. I'm not sure the Astros really like his third pitch. They like him to throw it because it's hard to be a successful starter as a 2-pitch mix guy. I wonder if that has something to do with it.
Because
they probably don't want the same guys to see him more than twice.
Which makes sense. Looks like, where's he at here? I see 58% fastball, 40% slider, 1 changeup, 2%.
Okay. So it's 2 pitches.
Yeah. So he threw 32 fastballs, 22 sliders, 1 changeup today. Which that could lead to your point of that they don't want guys to see those more than as often as they do.
Make him pretty much a 3-inning, 4-inning guy.
Yeah. That's fine. If he can give you a good 3 innings, that's like, it's unconventional. But everything about this season is unconventional right now for the Astros with the rotation.
He threw 1 changeup.
It's like, half the time I see that, though, and I'm like, that means something.
They probably screwed. Yeah,
it got misread.
It's probably the reverse slider.
Yeah, it didn't move in the way.
Sometimes his slider does look like a changeup. And also, like, the changeup was at 88. His slider And he throws it at 86.
But
he's such a weird guy. Well, it's good that they won. It's good that they won. Somebody on the Giants nearly hit a home run in the ninth inning off a hitter, too.
Well, I mean,
caught at the track.
Every single hit in it. Like, that's the thing is, there was a lot of good contact in this game for the Astros.
Yeah, they hit hard.
Multiple times. Like, Yordan, Trammell, it looked like they hit tanks that were going to leave the ballpark, but it just didn't. But same thing versus Hader, who, of course, like always, clutch right now. Him and Abreu. Abreu is the. He figured something out. I don't know what it is, still.
Chandler Rome thinks because he wears his socks up high now.
Cool. Baseball players are so weird.
He wrote an article about it.
Oh,
he wrote an article.
I had a chance to read it.
The change in Brian Abreu's because he didn't say that he thinks he's better because
the baseball players.
But he said that Brian Abreu looking for something new.
He changed the socks,
and then he started to pitch better.
Baseball players are so weird. I believe it. They find one little quirk in their game, and they start pitching well. It's like it's the socks. Never going to change them.
Yeah, the bullpen was good today.
I mean, it was like Fromber with the blue jerseys. He pitched great with them until the end.
He was a weird guy.
Yeah.
Fromber was a weird gay. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Rocket schedule's out. Did you know that?
I did.
Rocket schedule was out yesterday. Some quirks on the schedule. They're also moving their home tip game time back. And you know what day I love? You know what day I love? Today's one of my favorite days on the sports calendar. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they have the NIT group draw. We know the Houston Rockets group draw for the NBA in-season tournament, the NIT. So we got to give you that news because I love it. 713-780-3776, Jeremy and Joe, ESPN
97.5. It's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
AJ might be throwing a perfect show. Might be throwing a perfect show.
Yeah.
Pretty good show. We'll grade your fantasy football team if you want. 713-780-3776. My buddy just sent me his best ball lineup. That's pretty good. He pulled 1.2. He pulled pick two. He got Gibbs in pick two.
How's Brian's?
I didn't look at Brian's.
Yeah, you don't read his text.
You know, I was actually in the gym, Flex. Whenever he texted that, I didn't see it.
He got Geno Smith.
Oh, I saw something that he auto picked him, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I responded to him.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I said that's a fun one.
Oh, okay.
Which is my way of saying I didn't look.
<It's> not-
I don't know why he went with a third tight end after he had Tyler Warren and Jake Ferguson.
Great question.
I wouldn't have done third tight end.
I don't want. Look who he took.
What do you mean, who you took?
Isn't Gunnar Helm a Texas kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Homer Bryan.
He homered him.
Homer Bryan.
I would rather have more firepower. I would have probably went with six running back on his team. Maybe an eighth receiver. I wouldn't have went third tight end if I have Warren and Ferguson already. I think that's too much capital to tight end, but whatever.
Are we on the clock yet?
No. No, we made two picks after the show yesterday. Yeah, so we'll grade your fantasy football team if you want. 713-780-3776. I don't know when we're on the clock again. We are 14 picks away.
Oh,
we might make a pick tomorrow.
Maybe. It could be Friday.
Yeah, if you've been, the Twitchers have been, they've really liked us drafting a fantasy team.
Yeah.
And they talk about it all night. Like, hey, that was a great pick. We really liked you taking Dak at 82.
Mm-hmm.
Chuba at 87 was a great pick, guys. Keep up the great work. That's the stuff that they say on Twitch. They're very, very positive and very, very supportive. So we have two quarterbacks as of now,
mm-hmm.
Allen and Dak. We have three running backs, Derrick Henry, Jadarian Price, Chuba Hubbard. We have four receivers, CeeDee Lamb, Garrett Wilson, Wandale Robinson. Oh, we made these picks this morning.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, that was this morning.
Jaden Higgins is wide receiver 4.
Like that.
And then Tyler Warren's our tight end.
I'm happy with our team so far.
Yeah, I wonder if we lack wide receiver firepower. We're gonna have to win some wide receiver picks late in the draft because I don't love Wandale and Jaden as wide receiver 3-4. Much prefer them at wide receiver 4-5. But these are sacrifices you make when you go double, star quarterback.
I do think this rules Tank out for us now.
Should.
Can't take Tank now.
I mean, we'll see where we end up. Oh, I mean, I think we need to draft 8 receivers, maybe 9.
All right.
I mean, we might be going with a 2 quarterback, 6 running back, two tight end, eight receiver build.
Okay.
Because we're pretty thin at receiver.
Also, I'm going to follow your guys' lead.
So we'll see what happens. Auction or snake draft? This is a snake draft, best ball. See, they care. The Twitchers care. They care about our team. All right, so the Rockets, they announced that they're going to be, I don't know if they announced this, Ben DuBose had the story. He said the Rockets are moving their home tips back to 7:30.
Yeah.
The non, you know, national game tips. What do you think about that? 7:30 instead of 7.
Well, which reasoning do you believe? Because of what they're building or because people don't show up to the games on time?
What is the theory with the building thing? I saw that, but I don't understand it.
There's something new happening outside Toyota Center that they're building, so I guess...
The traffic?
No, I think like in front of like the entry.
But why does that matter when they start the game?
I think it would be that the construction has to stop at a certain point, so this allows them to do construction later into the day? I think.
See, I read that as there's construction near us, you need more time to get into your seats.
That's very possible, yeah. But they referenced, Ben DuBose referenced the Toyota Center Reimagined stuff that they've posted this year as the reasoning behind that. But then he goes, but there are others as well. It's because people don't show up on time. They're hoping that pushing it back to 7:30 is going to get people in their butts in the seats at the start of the game. I got bad news. It ain't going to work.
No, I don't think they're going to see the attendance spike because of it.
No, they're not going to see like a first person. The people are always there. They're just not there at the start of the game. Now, maybe, you know, they've got fancy software in there now at Toyota Center. Maybe they do realize that butts and seats are filled by 7:30, and that's why they are doing this. I think it's kind of weak to like have to do that.
I don't think it matters. Like, I don't, who cares? 30 minutes, whatever. Like, what's the big deal here, right? 7:30, I could not care less.
I don't really care either.
Like, it's not going to influence me whatsoever.
No.
In fact, actually, it might help me because it takes me an hour and 10 minutes to get home. I can watch the tip.
Yeah, like, it doesn't affect us at all, but, like, they think it affects them. Like, they think it's going to get people butts in seats and help the players out and have people there cheering them on.
I don't think
at the start of the game.
Look, it might, slightly. If anything, though, it'll be marginal. The attendance numbers are going to be the same, in my opinion.
Yes.
Now, will there be more people there at tip versus 7 o'clock? Maybe by 5 to 10%. But how much does that influence anything? I don't think it matters much, but whatever. Doesn't matter to me. The group draw is out, Joe. The Houston Rockets have landed in West A.
Okay.
Which I think they avoided the group of death.
What's the group of death?
Not A.
Okay.
So the Rockets group is Denver,
good,
Houston, Phoenix, yeah, Dallas, and Utah.
That's pretty easy.
It's a winnable group. Winnable. I really want them to win the NIT this year.
Win the group or bust.
That's right.
That's all that matters.
I would like an NIT championship.
I, too, would like that.
The championship game is going to be played at Hinkle Fieldhouse.
That's very cool.
On December 11th.
That's very cool.
I know.
They're playing at Ames, Iowa for a preseason game this year.
Who?
The Pacers are.
Oh, really?
They're playing the Timberwolves there.
Okay.
Which is very cool. But would you hang a banner?
No, I wouldn't hang a banner. Some people poo-poo on the NBA in-season tournament. I don't understand why.
You know, I think the Knicks should hang a banner for theirs.
Well, they won the title.
Because they won the title, they can hang the
oh, they won the NIT last year?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So they can win, they can hang both banners. That's fine with me. Like if you win the real title, you can hang both of them.
Nah, I feel like it brings down the real title.
Yeah, it's gotta go on the other side of the, like, put it on the other side. It doesn't go with the championship group, but they only have two of those.
I don't know why people crap on the NBA.
It's fun. No, it's fun. Tournament. No, it's good. Do people still not like it?
So people are like, I can't believe this is still a thing. Like, why wouldn't it be a thing?
The ratings were up on these games more than the average regular season game. The quality of basketball was better.
Oh, way
it
better.
Was good. This is actually, when Adam Silver first announced this, I was like, this is the stupidest thing we have to do to get players to care and play in regular season basketball games. And then it worked. They're playing for the prize.
They're playing hard.
And like, you've run through it twice. You've got LeBron versus Giannis in the first year, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the Knicks winning it last year, who eventually won the title. Like, the good teams are trying. So I like this.
No, I like it a lot. Also, like, the championship game is December 11th. When did people pay attention to pre-Christmas basketball?
They don't.
Like, is this doing huge numbers? No, but as Joe just said, the ratings are better. So why would they get rid of it? They're getting more eyeballs on their sport pre-Christmas than they were prior to doing this. This is plus EV. This is better than it is bad.
Mm-hmm. It's not going anywhere.
And I like saying the NIT.
to the point where I think at some point, for the people that want it to go away, I think it's going to go in the other direction. I think you're more likely to see expansion of it.
How so?
More games. Just more games in the
maybe
group
do
stage.
A double round robin in the
yeah.
group.
Yeah, just do it. Like, just expand it a little bit more.
I don't know if that would really have the desired effect.
I don't think it would either.
How many teams qualify for the knockout stage?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like saying NIT.
I think it's two from each group.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure
there might be a wild card too. I wonder if they get to a 16 team knockout. I'm not sure. Tatsi Imai's got some
lettuce.
Pretty gnarly tan lines.
Yeah. How do you get those tan lines when you're not on the field?
I mean, he pitched today.
It's not all from one day, unless he tans quick. He's out there for three innings.
He's been in the bullpen, though.
That's true, I guess.
You would think it'd be shaded.
I would hope.
Most places it's shaded. Maybe he's been to the bay.
Just hanging out.
Maybe into the Fisherman's Wharf.
So when he's back home, hanging out with Galveston. I'm not pitching today.
Have you been to San Francisco?
No.
I hear the Fisherman's Wharf is great.
Don't really want to go.
Why?
Doesn't seem that great.
What's the worst thing about it?
Heard it's expensive.
I hear it's the most European-American city.
That doesn't make it more appealing to me.
No, I'm not really selling it hard here.
That doesn't make me want to go to San Francisco more.
I've driven through it, but I've never actually...
Ride the trolley?
Full House?
Yeah. You can see the Full House.
Yeah.
Still there.
It's not so full, though.
No, it's not.
A little less full. What is best ball? Best ball, you just draft the team, and then you don't have any roster management. So your roster's your roster, and then you do nothing else for the rest of it. Someone sent us their ESPN team. Drake May, Jonathan Taylor, Derrick Henry, Devontae Adams, Jameson Williams, Terry McLaurin. Include your point structure because that matters. I think you're pretty thin at wide receiver. Looks like you went Taylor, Henry round one, round two. But then your receivers are Adams, Williams, McLaurin. Hopefully it's a standard league and not a best. Oh, it looks like you might have been McBride third round. I hope that's a standard league. Richard, my fantasy lineup, grade it. You didn't send your lineup, though. You didn't attach it. Tank might be a TD machine again, or he might play like five snaps a game. It takes you an over to get home. That's insane. Hour and 10 minutes. Someone said 70 minutes. The Woodlands. I'm not telling you where I live, bro. That's weird. Have you come up with a name for this team you're drafting? No, usually I just name them my stacks. The court needs work. Cool. San Francisco is great, said someone.
Okay.
Junkie said San Francisco is great. Uncle Barney, San Francisco is cold in the summer. Good escape in August.
It did look, the guy with the fantasy football punishment did look cold last night. He did look a little chilly on the water. It's also a soft punishment. I have to sit on a kayak with a sign.
Yeah, it was pretty soft.
You can do more than that.
Very, very soft.
They're also playing in Austin, the Rockets.
I saw that. Yeah, against the Spurs. The Spurs apparently do this often. I read that they have like a co-owner who's there who like lives in Austin. They want to appeal to that market because they're close. And then I also read something where they're getting a new arena and they like the, I guess, architectures of Moody.
Okay.
So like they want to get a little feel of what it's like there. Which that arena is awesome. I've been there.
I've not been there yet.
Really, really nice. We beat Texas there. Jamal Shedd went nuts in that game. I think it went to OT. Kendall Weaver had a good game that game, though, for Texas.
Kevin Durant homecoming.
Batted too.
For that game.
Yeah, that too. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Can we do something? Can we give away tickets here, AJ? All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you tickets if you answer this question right. Which caller, Joe?
Four.
Caller number four? Okay. It's time for the ESPN 97.5 Listener Appreciation Party. The party's 6:30 Friday, August 28th, St. Arnold Brewing, Beer Hall. Food's going to be provided by Ninfa's Ducky McSweeney. It's going to be a great time. The only way for you to win tickets today during our show is to call in right now, be caller number four, and answer this trivia question correctly. What was my high school batting average? 713-780-3776. Caller four with the correct answer, what was Branham's high school batting average? We'll see you on the 28th at St. Arnold Brewing, Beer Hall. Junkie of the day. Who's your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie.
Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of speed junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Peter K say he was the winner? Peter won, AJ? Oh,
nice.
Let's go. Peter K. I've been wanting to meet you, Peter K., for like the last 2 minutes. Cannot wait. See you out there. ESPN 975 Listener Appreciation Party. Last year, Houston Restaurant Weeks raised more than $1.6 million for the Houston Food Bank. This year is your chance to help top that. Right now through September 7th, eat big, do good. Details at HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. This is such a cool thing that they do. So many great restaurants, great meals, great value as well. Places that you've been wanting to try that you've never gotten to. Houston Restaurant Weeks is awesome. It's one of my favorite things that we do collectively as a city. So take advantage of that. I just went up to the website. Look at that sangria. Doesn't that sangria look good? I got some sangria in the fridge.
Sangria is good.
Love sangria. All right, Junkie of the Day. 713-780-ESPN. Who is your Junkie of the Day? What's coming up after us today?
What day is today?
Today's Wednesday.
ESPN National at 6, Comcast at 7, Hall of Fame at 8.
I saw Booker T was crying about how hot it was in Houston the other day. Come on, Booker. You were in Harlem Heat, not Harlem Cold. All right, Junkie of the Day. What's your Junkie? What are you watching tonight?
The Challenge.
That's tonight?
That's tonight.
Oh, dope.
Besides that, I don't know.
I think I have a lasso to watch.
A lasso?
I think so.
Okay. How's the season so far?
We're only one episode in.
Oh, okay.
He's contemplating things.
Oh.
Yep. All right, what's your Junkie of the Day?
I'm going to nominate the Eagles social media team for today. Look, man, a lot of time at training camp, these teams, they know how to do it. They take care of their quarterback. The quarterback throws an interception or a bad pass. You don't show who the quarterback was today. The Eagles won't stop. Jalen threw a bad interception today, and he is in the camera shot the whole time. You got to take care of your quarterback.
Yeah, I was wondering why they did that.
Like, when you see Stingley get a pick in practice, we have no idea if Stroud, Mills, or Mertz threw it.
But people,
Nick Casario could have thrown it.
But people do tweet it.
Yes.
So I wonder if this is one of those things like y'all already know. I mean, you could just not make it the highlight.
You just got to use a different camera angle. Keep the quarterback out of it.
But people are going to know who threw the pick.
Yeah, I know. But it's just weird coming from the team account.
It is different when you see it on video versus seeing like in words.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, you got to take care of your guy.
That was like, kind of weird.
Like, Texas did it over the weekend with Cam Coleman. Makes a spectacular catch. It was sick. Now, they're boasting about, you know, his range. You have no idea who threw it.
No.
Because if Arch threw it and it's 3 feet behind him, people are going to dog Arch.
You're going to have those Twitter trolls. Yeah. Like, oh, what a terrible throw. This guy's awful. I can't imagine people doing that.
Never. Can't do it.
Who would do that?
You got to take care of your quarterback, man. The Eagles, they didn't do it.
That was crazy.
Yeah, so I nominate the Eagles social media team.
I read a camp report on Jalen Hurts that he's looking great, too. Wouldn't know it from this. We talked earlier about that Joker that was in the bowels of the San Francisco ballpark.
Yeah.
Like talking to Altuve. Here's what it sounded like the other day. You had the bowels, the fan. They were yelling at Jose Altuve. We love you, Jose. At least they didn't say he sucked.
That's true.
You know? Like, I love you, Jose. And Jose was like, my foot hurts. I don't want you to talk to me. Can you please leave me alone? Is what Jose Altuve. He's being very polite because Jose Altuve is a very polite
person. He's a nice person.
Very, very nice person, that Jose Altuve. Bunch of hits, really good baseball player, fan in the bowels of the San Francisco ballpark, yelling how much he loves him and how he's a first ballot Hall of Famer and how he's going to get 3,000 hits. And meanwhile, Jose Altuve is in his slides. He's wearing his slides because his little foot got hurt by an 81-mile-per-hour slider. Got hurt in the first, what was the first inning? The first inning of the game?
Yep.
Stayed in the game, played defense, and then Nick the Stick Allen was your cleanup hitter the rest of the way. And nothing says cleanup like Nick the Stick Allen. Most people think Nick the Stick is known for his glove, maybe his laser rocket arm. But you know what it's really known for? He's really known for his bat, his big bat. The Astros got him from the Atlanta Braves. They traded Mauricio Dubon for Nick Allen. Dubon's having a heck of a year. But the Astros saved money and got club control for Nick Allen.
I think our computer's broke.
There was supposed to be audio there. I was buying time.
I can see it. I can see AJ's face.
It's not loading.
It's not loading. Yeah, I can see. Broke. I was like, he's got it, but it's not loaded. I can see it.
What else do you want to know about the Braves? Ronald Acuna is one of my favorite baseball players. Maybe the Astros World Series. Also, Conor McGregor succumbing to peer pressure is another one of my Junkies of the Day. McGregor's been on this kick about how he's sober and stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt apparently has been sober for like 7 years, but he had a drink the other day for some reason. And then Conor McGregor saw that Brad Pitt broke his sobriety and decided that it was time for him to do it as well. So Conor McGregor, peer pressured by Brad Pitt, who broke his sobriety having a drink, broke his sobriety to have a drink.
Oh, that's definitely bad peer pressure, especially when they probably don't know
don't even know each other. But here's the kick, though, is that Conor McGregor tweeted, "I have decided to have a few pints of the world's creamiest stout, Forged Stout, in support of my fellow actor." I don't know that Conor was an actor. Brad Pitt. Take it easy, Brad. And then he says, "Forged Stout is a 4.2% alcohol by volume. True, sociable, and friendly, delicious beverage. Enjoy safely."
Oh, he was in the...
You'll never guess who owns part of Forged Stout.
Conor.
Conor McGregor.
He was in what? He was in the Roadhouse remake.
He's not an actor.
Right, well, he probably thinks he is.
That was a cameo. He's not an actor. All right, what's winning?
The Eagles.
The Eagles admin.
Junkie.
Junkie of the day.
All right. That sounds good to me. All right. That's going to do it for us. Thanks to AJ for all the hard work. Brian, unfortunately, we'll be back tomorrow. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. ESPN National right now. Good night, Houston.